From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French conservatives voted Sunday in a nationwide runoff primary election, choosing François Fillon as their nominee for next year's presidential campaign. In the first American-style primary contest for French Republicans, François Fillon handily beat his moderate opponent, Alain Juppé. Fillon is socially conservative, a proponent of free markets. He takes a hard line on immigration and Islam and advocates friendlier ties with Russia. France's ruling Socialist Party will hold its primary elections in January. Cubans are marking the death of dictator Fidel Castro. The communist revolutionary died Friday at the age of 90. The cause of death has not been announced. We get more from Paul Chapman.
9 days of mourning began in Cuba on Saturday as the body of former leader Fidel Castro was cremated. The capital, Havana, was quiet a day after the announcement of Castro's death at the age of 90 on Friday. Flags were flying at half-mast. Shows and concerts have been cancelled and alcohol sales suspended. Castro's ashes will be carried around Cuba until a state funeral on December the 4th. A memorial service is due to take place in Revolution Square on November the 29th.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, meanwhile, wrote on Twitter that Castro was a brutal dictator who oppressed his own people for nearly six decades. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, though, praised Castro for what he called his dedication and love for the Cuban people. Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva called Castro the greatest of all Latin Americans. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said the world has lost a man who was a hero for many. This is VOA News.